The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And my guest this morning, starting things off with Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team from Levin Rinke Realty. I always ask her, what song do you want to listen to? And what do you want to hear? And she said, Whitney. And I said, oh, okay. And then I thought, I'm Every Woman. That should be your theme song, girl.
Some energy, so much fun.
Yes, I think it's fun. You are every woman.
I
mean, you do everything.
I am not every woman, but
I look at your Facebook. I know better.
That is a fun song to get pumped to, though.
That's perfect for you. So how are you?
Doing good, doing good. We definitely want people to call in with their questions. It's my favorite whenever we get a lot of questions in here.
Let me give it the number.
So yeah, absolutely.
You can text or call in 850-437-1620.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in that summer season. June is actually National Home Ownership Month.
Is it?
I heard that on a podcast this morning. I'm like,
that's
fun.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, they were talking about before like 1940, the home ownership rate was only in like 40%. And then it jumped up to about 60 to 65% where we still sit today. Uh-huh. And a lot of it was introducing the 30-year loan, setting up different programs to allow people to be homeowners. I thought that was really neat, though.
That is very cool.
I love that type of stuff.
Yeah, I like what we used to do in the morning shows. You know, you have the what today is. Today is national this day or this month. But there's a lot this month.
Yes, absolutely. But I was reading an article the other day, and that was a video, but it was based on an article. And the guy was like, hey, if I told you you could have 2.5% interest rates and the median price was $300,000, would it be a good time to buy? And almost everyone would say yes.
Yes.
But he said back in 2021, when that was the case, 40% of people said, no, don't think it's a good time to buy.
Really?
Which is so interesting. And I remember hearing them, well, prices will come down, maybe interest rates. And that was also the time where we had the bidding wars. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get into a bidding war. But if you got the home, you got a phenomenal rate and you had prices significantly lower than today. And I just thought that was interesting. The best time to buy is when you're ready. It really is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you don't have control over interest rates. And if you say, I am ready to buy a home, we're going to just look at what makes sense for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to say, okay, here's a payment. You know, maybe you can't be getting $1 million home. But, like, I just got an alert the other day. Like, D.R. Horton right now has some 3.9% interest rates.
Wow.
Those are great. And different options, buy downs, different, a lot of lenders will let you refinance. So whenever, the best time to buy is when you are ready. Mm-hmm. And then we strategize to make sure it makes sense for you. Otherwise, like, you're just paying rent, and rent is 100% interest.
True.
But there are times where you're like, you shouldn't buy. And we'll tell you that. If you're moving in a year or two, don't buy. Mm-hmm. Save your money. Buy wherever you're moving to, and we'll help you find a good realtor there.
There you go.
All sorts of things like that. So I just thought that was interesting, because back when it was like multiple offers, we did have a lot of buyers out there. Now, homes are sitting. There are not multiple offers. You can get better deals. If I was in the buying market, I'd go, hey, this is when I want to do it. I have more time to think about it. Mm-hmm. I can negotiate more. It's turning into a buyer's market. That's when you should jump in.
Right.
But I think people then get, it's just so weird, the psychology
behind
people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a million offers, but the 40% back then saying, no, I don't think it's a good time to buy. And now all those people wish they could go back.
Oh, I'm one of them.
Yeah, 100%.
So I seem to have a knack for selling my home at the wrong time and buying at the wrong time.
Again, the best time is whenever it's right for
That's
you.
That's true.
You can't time the market, just like the stock market. You can't do it. We just have to look at the situation at the time and make the best decisions. And the goal is to get you as much money as we can, despite elements that we can't control.
Well, and also think it's very helpful to have someone like you that knows this market, knows this area, knows the different things. And there's a lot of programs, too, that can help people.
Yeah, a ton of programs. And, you know, a big thing that I've really been looking into is looking at assumable loans.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out there that you could possibly assume their loan, especially if you qualify for VA funding. financing.
Right.
Where you can assume that loan and we can search by that and we can find those for you, where maybe you can still get that 2.5% interest rate. Different things like that. And tons of free money out there. Hometown Heroes money, that comes back in July.
Oh, that's great.
Which
news.
Is great.
Yeah.
And that is essentially like free money. So it is a second loan on your property, but it's 0% interest. And it's great.
Who would qualify for that?
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. So the Hometown Heroes, originally it was supposed to be you worked as a firefighter, police officer, teacher. Now it's opened up to everyone.
Really?
So you do have to, it has to be your primary home. So you can't use that for an investment. Mm-hmm. And you can't have owned a primary home, I believe, for 2 or 3 years. So you can't be going from one primary to the next. It would have to be, you know, you've been renting, mm-hmm. or maybe you sold. Yeah, different situations.
Gotcha.
So, but if you definitely reach out, we can get you the details. Things change all the time. So I need to see what the stipulations are this year. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of money, and that could cover your down payment, closing costs, making you come in for us with essentially zero.
That's a great.
And then we could ask the seller to help buy down your interest rate. Mm-hmm. It's going to give more flexibility out there for people.
Great idea. Okay, we're talking with Christina Levin. With the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Now is the time to text in those questions, 850-437-1620. She has the knowledge. She can tell you where the market is at, whether it's a good time now for you, but maybe in your situation, to buy or sell.
100%. Yeah. And I asked one of our lenders this morning, I was like, where are your interest rates at? And she said for conventional, still around 7%. We're living there right now. Mm-hmm. If you can get a government loan, which is like USDA, FHA, or VA, they're closer to about 6.5. Mm-hmm. But then we do have these relationships with these builders who are buying them down like crazy.
Really?
And again, you might be a community that's a little further than you want to be. Mm-hmm. But if you're wanting to be a homeowner and get into a house, we can get you there. It's mm-hmm. just you might have to give up something
right.
to get there. And these homes are beautiful. They're brand new. The insurance is low. And it just starts that journey for you that hopefully helps you build wealth, you know, in the long run.
And there is a lot of development right now in this area, too.
Tons of development. And I keep up with everything happening in Pensacola. So I'm constantly seeing new permits approved, new plans approved. And I think last month, 600 units were approved for our area.
Wow.
A lot of them apartments. A lot of apartments. And then, so I think about 100 new builds just mm-hmm. kind of scattered all throughout. And then the month before, same sort of thing. And we see it in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah. Well, and then this market has a lot of condos, too.
A lot of condos. And condos have been slow. They really
have. That's what
I
heard through the grapevine.
They really have, just due to the assessments, the HOAs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there. So, and a lot of it's a lot of investors are priced out, where it doesn't make sense for them at today's interest rates, at today's prices, and the HOAs, mm-hmm. them buying it is no longer a good investment vehicle. It'd be someone buying it as a primary home or a second home that would want it.
Right.
So that's taken out a whole big chunk of our market. So so we're navigating everything, as we always do, figuring out solutions and new tools to get us there. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, by the way, follow me. Like, I always post things about Pensacola and fun things happening.
I love your Facebook.
Yeah. So on Instagram, it is, this is Christina Leavenworth. And then on Facebook, I think if you just Google Christina Leavenworth Facebook, it comes right up. You don't have to like be my friend or anything to follow. And I always am posting cool new things, things I'd be telling my friends about at a party. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I should share this with the public.
Well, I love your videos.
Yeah.
She actually does videos where she'll be somewhere. Like, you did the speakeasy thing,
yes.
I think it was last week.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Well, I just, you know, I went to a video conference and they said, stop talking about real estate all the time. Talk about things that people care about, and they care about their community. Mm-hmm. So since I'm already plugged in, it's like, oh, hey, like, this is what's opening up. Here's a new place. And people care about food. They really care about food.
Well, you are a natural on camera. Aww, I just want to say with your background and everything. I mean, it is fun.
And you're not doing the sad stories.
Right.
It's only the fun stories.
Right. That's right. You're not doing the tragic breaking news stories.
Not doing those. So it's been fun. So follow me and we can connect. And then whenever you are ready to buy or sell, it's super easy to connect with me. All you have to do is click message or save us in your phone, 850-378-1260. And that goes to my team. And like, honestly, you could call right now and someone would pick up. And that's one of the beauties when we go and talk to people about selling their home. When we're having that meeting with them, we tell them, obviously, I'm not going to pick up a phone right now. Mm-hmm. But if your home was on the market, you certainly would hope somebody would. So we have a shared inbox, like where we share a phone number and somebody is going to pick up the phone. So if there's interest in your house and I am on this radio show right now,
right.
Someone on the team is going to have knowledge about your home and try to convert that buyer and bring them over to see your house. And that's what
great.
You want. And
yes.
that's what you want. And having a team approach, if like I'm suffering with like a little summer cold, I'm fine. I think everyone's had it these
pollen.
Days.
Pollen. I think it's yeah, pollen.
Or maybe it's the pollen. Who knows what
I'm
it is.
I'm over here going.
yeah. But yeah. if, you know, we had an open house planned and my daughter is sick and throwing up, there's another agent on our team that can be there mm-hmm. where we take kind of the human element out of it, where we have a team approach where the show keeps going. Like, we keep marketing your home. I had an agent the other day. I was trying to get answers, and she's like, oh, well, I have this going on and this going on. I'm just out of pocket the next week.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a listing agent. I had the buyer, and you can't afford to do that when it is somebody's most valuable asset. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to have a bulletproof system. Where,
well, someone that's going to be there almost 24/7,
yeah.
really.
And to be honest, I mean, that is like taking it. You have to take the human element out because that things happen. Kids get sick. People mm-hmm. have surgeries. People get flat tires. Like these things happen. But if you have a team, you at least have a lot of more bandwidth to make sure that their home continues to get marketed. Phones get answered, that sort of thing.
And that's super important. And you're also affiliated with a great organization.
Amazing organization. That's always enhancing our training and giving us back. Backups. You know, if we love to do open houses. It's not always going to be me, and we like it to be someone on the team. But if not, I have another agent at the brokerage that's going to be able to do one
mm-hmm.
and make sure that your home keeps getting out there and everything mm-hmm. like that.
Well, one of the things that I love that you do is you really take from the few times that we've talked now since you've been on the show, talking about taking care of your clients, being able to find out exactly what they need, sitting down with them, what do you need, what do you want as far as a buyer goes. But then for the sellers, you have a whole design team. I mean, yeah. my favorite stories about your white blanket.
Yes, I love the white blanket where we bring it in and just we try to make the home look as great as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, you know, there's another agent at our brokerage. She's not on the team. She's like, I need you to help get my seller's price down. And we're like, no problem. Like, we'll step in and help. We'll do whatever we need to do here to make sure that they hear different voices. But with our sellers, it is a very emotional process selling
oh,
your home
sure.
and moving. It's more emotional for sellers, I think, than buyers, because they often have, they're selling their home and they're buying another one at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot going on, and allowing people in your home to show it is so stressful. It really is. And so we set different parameters to protect their stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this up front with them where I say, we're not going to allow same day showings. It is too stressful for you when you hop in a shower and then you're like, you hear a ding on your phone and you go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a showing. So we try not to do that. If somebody really wants to see it and they're calling us, we're going to call them and say, hey, this person sounds super interested. Can we make it work today? But as a rule, we don't want same day showings because if they're stressed, we're stressed, and it's not as fun of a process for everyone.
Well, you're still living there, so you're going to have dishes in the sink.
Yes. And
you don't have that when a person walks in the door.
And it's really stressful living in a museum, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them that. And when you have this relationship, when things go sideways, which they do, because again, the human element, things happen along the way, maybe with a buyer, maybe something happened with their financing, there's trust built there where
mm-hmm.
they go, obviously, this wasn't something I wanted, but we're going to talk it through and we're going to tell you about the solutions. And a lot of times, like, I'm going to say, like, hey, here's something that is coming out of left field. We might be able to bat it away before we get to closing, but I'd rather you hear about it now.
Absolutely.
And like I had that happen just recently. A woman had a HELOC on her home that her late husband took out
mm-hmm.
that she never knew about. It never
oh.
came up on credit. It never came up on a bankruptcy filing and all
oh,
this stuff.
Boy.
But it came up right before she was going to close, and it was an extra $30,000 she had to bring to the table.
Gosh.
And but I let my seller know, like, hey, here's what's happening with the buyer. I just need you to know this. I'm hoping we're going to get it resolved, but I need you to know we might have a delay. And then I called her 6 hours later. It ended up getting resolved. We got it fixed, but I'd rather do that
mm-hmm.
and be one step ahead
mm-hmm.
than be like, hey, 3 hours before closing, we're not closing.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's that transparency and
exactly.
keeping somebody posted as to what's going on.
Exactly.
And I love that. I like the open communication. Just let me know what's going on.
And I think that's what everyone wants and deserves.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And we say it all the time. We're like, if your home isn't getting offers or showings, you're at least going to be getting a lot of communication from us, letting you know what we're doing mm-hmm. and where we're at. And it's probably price. Mm-hmm. We probably need to come down on price and we'll talk about that. You're not going to be ghosted by us and it's just a sign in the yard.
Are you seeing kind of a typical timeline right now as far as how long homes are staying on the market?
So about 90 days. That is the average right now in our market. We have some that are way more than that. Mm-hmm. However, we are seeing ours move a little faster than that for the most part, if it's in that median price range. If it's $1 million, I mean, sometimes that will go real quickly. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, those are taking longer. And we're just seeing it all across the board. And I'm constantly studying the market. The new construction homes have an impact on our resales because they are offering those 3.9% interest rates. Mm-hmm. They're giving $15,000 in closing costs, that sort of thing.
Very
competitive. So we have to look at that for our homes that were maybe built in 2021 or 2022, showing them this is your competition. We have to offer something better, or your home has to have something way better in order to beat them.
Mm-hmm. So smart, because you have such a sense of the market as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a game. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get your house to win? And even for our buyers, how do we get you to win?
Right.
And we look at all the strategy to try to make that work.
If you have a question for Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty, she is here. She's our expert this morning on real estate in the Pensacola area at 850-437-1620. Text it on in and ask anything.
Ask anything. Yeah. We should put some parameters on that.
But ask anything.
I'm trying to think of things like, because, you know, we always come on here. Solar panels, still not a fan. Still causing issues and everything. But we're not seeing them sold as much anymore. So it's mm-hmm. people that already have them. So we're not seeing as many door-to-door solar guys. Maybe you guys are. If you are, let me know.
Mm-hmm. How are waterfront properties doing? I was thinking of the other day, because there's so many different types. There's some on the bayou. There's some on the Gulf. How does all that work for you?
Yeah, it depends. People are, you know, scared of hurricanes because the insurance is so high. Mm-hmm. And if you have $2 million to spend, you might want to build your own house versus buy one where you... that pollen. Mm-hmm. Where you have to make it your own.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it depends. But I mean, we recently sold one in like 3 days on the market. So
wow, that's great. Okay. And what about pools? when you have a pool, does that help or hurt?
It typically helps. People do love pools. But for someone that spent $100,000 on their pool, you're not going to get $100,000 worth of value.
Good point.
So a lot of appraisers, some won't even give you more than $25,000.
Really?
Where I like to do it is I think that buyers give you about $50,000 more in value or perceived value in their head. So we were looking at pricing one recently and we said, okay, there aren't any comparables with a pool. Let's look at the comparables without a pool and let's add $50,000 to it. And that's kind of where we were at. And we were also talking with appraisers to see if anything's changed on that.
Mm-hmm.
To see where they're at. One time I had an appraiser give a $85,000 pool only $5,000 in value.
Wow.
I was able to dispute that and won, which you rarely get to do.
Good for you.
Because I was like, this isn't right. So typically you see about $25,000 when we look through appraisals and see
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. Okay.
So when you add a pool, you add it for you mm-hmm. to enjoy. And then when you sell it, like, hopefully you got that enjoyment and you get some of your return back on it.
Right, right. What are some of the things people should look for now once they go into that process of getting their home ready to sell in terms of inspection and the things that they absolutely have to repair before
yeah.
you move?
We identify things. If we're seeing obvious wood rot, we mm-hmm. are like, let's go ahead and get this handled. What I do really like, I'm a person that doesn't love surprises. And I think most people are that way.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-listing inspection, because that way you at least know, and then you hand that to the buyer. And that is so solid and gold, saying, we've already done this. Maybe there are a few things on it. They've already been addressed. And I think you're getting a more solid buyer. And I think that you're more likely to see it through to closing.
Mm-hmm.
And those cost around $400. So if you have the money, I think it's well worth it to do it. Let's say something does pop up that you had no idea about. At least then you can plan.
Right.
Or you go, oh my gosh, I didn't know we had aluminum wiring for whatever reason. Maybe like you got insurance with it, mm-hmm. time has gone by. That is about a $20,000 fix. So maybe that adjusts things. Maybe you go, I can't sell this. This doesn't make sense for me anymore. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
No, I think it's important and very helpful if you can do that ahead of time.
Yeah, so I think that is a great thing to do if you're a person that doesn't like surprises. And if you have a relatively new home, you're probably fine. Mm-hmm. Or if you had an inspection, you bought it 2 years ago. But if you've lived there for a while, it's probably a good idea to get it done.
Well, especially the homes in this area that are the historic homes, the homes themselves that are decades, centuries old.
Yeah, and we can even then get an insurance quote on it. Mm-hmm. All this stuff we can provide to the buyer makes it more solid throughout the way. Because if they get in there and then they get their inspections and they find out insurance isn't $5,000 a year, but it's $10,000, they might walk or they're going to want you to renegotiate. Mm-hmm. If they already have the inspection up front, know what insurance is going to cost up front, we're not seeing too many like post-inspection renegotiations.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That means that you're doing your homework.
Yeah. So yeah, for people that are truly motivated to sell, we have so many options for them where we can say, hey, here's something that we recommend that we think might be a good idea for you or not. Mm-hmm. And we walk through and tell them all that stuff. You know, if you have big sheetrock holes, cosmetic stuff, like fix that stuff, mm-hmm. Those sort of things.
Well, you talked previously about landscaping, yes, making the front look good and presentable, all those kinds of details that you might not think about really because you've gotten used to seeing it. Or yeah, when you walk in your home and it has a certain smell, yeah, but you're used to that smell.
Yes, exactly. Like if you went to a car lot and there were like 20 white Honda Civics, mm-hmm, like again, this is like when you're looking at all the resales compared to the new construction, and one just had a little bit nicer of a smell and maybe tinted windows, mm-hmm, like you're going to go with that one. So anything you can do to make your home set apart a little bit from all the rest of your competition will go a long way. And we see that all the time.
Oh, okay. We've got a question from one of our listeners. So thank you for sending this in. It says, Christina, what's your take on painting brick or not painting brick in an older home?
Ooh, I like painted brick. Ooh, I really do. Okay. And it depends on the color of brick. We still see a lot of buyers really, really like it. Like white painted or like white schmear.
Oh, that
and then
good.
Maybe even like black shutters. People like that a lot. It just has a very classic look. Mm-hmm. And it depends on your brick. It depends on like what type of brick you have and how it all kind of goes together. But it does make it look a whole lot more modern. And I think you will open up your buyer pool.
Interesting. Great answer. Great question. If you've got one, we still got a couple minutes left. 850-437-1620.
And we're always happy. Like if you want to send us a screenshot or call us, I'd love to see it and go, no, I wouldn't do it. I don't think it'd bring much value. Mm-hmm. Versus another one being like, ooh, yeah. Like if you can hack it, I think that it would bring, it's not just more value. It might also bring you more marketability and shorter days on market, which yeah, at the end of the day, like you're not holding a loan longer. You're not paying all those payments. And we talk about that a lot, especially on a vacant home. If you're like, I won't take a penny under 400 grand. Well, you've been paying $4,000 a month on right, a mortgage and it's been unoccupied. If we would have just maybe gone with the price that we suggested, $375, mm-hmm, it ends up being the same thing.
Right, right. No, that makes perfect sense.
And I tell people all the time, I'm like, if I could sell your home for just like a random number out there, oh my gosh, I would sell every home in the world. Like right, that would be a really, really fun superhero power. Being that's like, great. I can set any price and get it.
Yaza.
I wish I could do that. That would be incredible. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the market determines the price of your home.
Right.
Even though you have added some backsplash, you've done these things, that does not give your home $100,000 worth of more value than the same home that doesn't have backsplash. Backsplash costs like $3,000.
Right.
So that is like, just because you think your home is that much better than the same floor plan block down,
mm-hmm,
yeah, the sprinklers and backsplash don't give you $100,000. They just don't.
Right?
Yeah, no, they don't. And we have those conversations all the time. And mm-hmm, I know you love your home, but our goal is to help motivated sellers, people that truly need to sell. If you're like, I just want to see if I can get this price, this isn't your market. Mm. It really isn't. I'm going to be honest with you. In 2021, it probably was.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to come back around where we have 3% interest rates and everyone just going crazy
right,
with offers. These days, though, like, yeah, if you're truly motivated, we're going to get your home moved. And we're going to get your home moved with some money in your pocket. I don't know how much. It depends on your equity, but we're going to be able to do that in 99% of the scenarios. Is it as much money as you want? I don't know, But that right. only the market determines that.
Right. Well, we've been talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. So we're almost out of time. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
I want to give your contact info yes. and your numbers and things. So
yes.
if anyone wants to contact you directly, they can.
850-378-1260. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. And I can't wait to hang out with you guys next time.
Yes, we love it. Thanks so much for coming in, Christina. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And if you do have any questions, what's that phone number one more time?
850-378-1260. Or just Google Christina Leavenworth. I'm not hiding anywhere.
Okay, great. Thanks, Christina.